Grace to you and peace from God our Father through our Lord and our Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. I remember back when I was a child, those wristbands, those bracelets were really popular, the WWJD bracelets. And it stood for What Would Jesus Do? Now, as I'm older, I joke around with it a little bit more because if we look at the scriptures, the viable option for this is to get mad and throw tables around. Except we're not Jesus. But you see, this isn't a bad question by any means. In fact, it is a good thing to ask ourselves when we are trying to live the Christian life, not doubting that. We, after all, need to live in kindness and love towards our fellow man. The problem ensues is when we make this the most important of all questions. In fact, when we start attaching it to our salvation. But if we really start thinking that, we have to realize in order to do what Jesus did, we would have to heal people miraculously, like our text for today. The problem is we can't even hardly heal ourselves, or we would have to atone for the sins of the world. We would have to die and raise ourselves from the dead. In fact, we have to be God. Now, again, it isn't a completely bad question. It just shouldn't be the main one. Because in the end, the main question we really want to ask ourselves is, what did Jesus do? WDJD, if you will. Because if we ask that question, we find our salvation. We find forgiveness and life. In fact, in our text for today, we see Jesus doing something. You see, in our text for today, he heals the woman who was discharging blood for years. And she spent a whole fortune on trying to heal, and nothing was working. And then after that, we see a young girl brought back from death, resurrected by Christ. See, Jesus is doing these things for the better of mankind. However, what does it really mean in the end? Because looking at the surface, it appears as if Jesus is saying he will give earthly healing from our diseases. However, this isn't the case. Because, in fact, we're actually never promised these things. We call this a descriptive text, if you will, concerning such things. Now, the thing is, people have tried to argue this way for thousands of years of church history. And the church has had to combat this gospel of living the great life as being the way of a Christian. But you and I know that the Christian life isn't always the easiest. In fact, it is downright difficult. So if I can't receive healing from my diseases, what do I receive? You see, it's not about our earthly life, however. And I'll admit, sometimes they may occur. Around me, it hasn't happened. But you see, it's more about what Christ is showing you what is to come. You see, through the healings and the resurrections throughout all of Scripture, Christ is a glimpse of a hope of an eternal life. You see, he is giving you a glimpse of heaven. You see, his healings demonstrate that Christ is he that has come to make all things new. It is he who has come to heal the ultimate disease of sin. You see, Christ has not forsaken you. And if you want proof of that, I want you to check your pulse real quick. Just the mere fact that you are sitting here alive means that God is protecting you. Because if he wasn't, the devil and his minions would have killed you a long time ago. But you see, that isn't the case. You see, Jesus came to conquer sin, death, and the devil. You see, he came to defeat the effects of this evil trinity. He has come to make creation new, to make you a new person. That is why he has baptized you, given you your birth from above. Why he has made you his child, to declare you as his own. In fact, that is what that mark means. That's why he gives you his very body and blood this morning, given and shed for the forgiveness of your sins. It is there as food to heal somewhat your body, but especially your soul. You see, these healings, these gifts, they give us a glimpse as to what heaven is like. Because yes, life may be difficult at times, but we can have a hope of life where those things are no longer. Where there is no longer any sin, no consequences of sin, for all have been conquered by Christ for you. You see, God has given you his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation as a sign of what is to come. You see, you have been promised to be his child through Christ. Therefore, you have the sure and certain hope of a life where all things will be new. You see, there will no longer be a time where there are sicknesses, disease, pain, suffering. There will only be peace. Peace that does surpass our understanding now, but that which we can look forward to. That is why, again, he has baptized you. That's why he feeds you his body and his blood as to be gifts in order to live this life with hope. You see, the gifts of Christ through this life, they go with you. In fact, his words of forgiveness fill you in the muck and the grime of your day-to-day life, and those days are not always even pretty and nice. I'll admit, as one who has struggled with depression, even suicidal depression, things don't always look or feel good. You see, though, through Christ, it is still there. Forgiveness, life, and salvation. It all shows up and speaks to you time and time again. That is why he has sent your pastors, why Pastor Hemingway forgave your sins. He has sent us with words to make your life new. And those words are, instead of by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, all your shame, all your guilt. It is all taken by Christ himself. In fact, that is why he went to the cross, to die a most heinous death. Death even being forsaken by his Father, cut off from his Father so that you would never have to taste that cup of wrath. That is the promise that you have in our text for today. A day where you will be healed completely, where death will no longer be in your sights, but only true life. Life where you will live as a bright, white child of God, dressed in his white robe of righteousness. You'll be completely his and no one else's. See, this is what this is all about. This is what Jesus did for you. So ask yourself at times, what did Jesus do for me? And when you ask yourself, look at the answer. Look to the cross. Look to your sins nailed upon it. But look to the empty tomb where you are promised your own life, your own resurrection. For in those things you can find your sure and certain hope in a life that doesn't often provide any. That is his promise to you, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. And so go now, living with that peace that does surpass all understanding that is given to you now and always. Go, live boldly, sins forgiven, as a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen.